Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
No, I don't care what you say. I've ordered a taxi whether you like it or not, because you are in no fit state to walk home. You'll end up drowning in the river or something.
Me? No, I'm okay.
There you go, I told you so.
Oh, it's all right, I'll wash out.
No, it won't. Not unless you go to the loo and soak it in water.
Yeah, well, then I'll have a soggy front.
Well, it's up to you, but it won't come out otherwise.
No, I'll leave it. It'll be okay. These things happen.
These things happen? Yes, they do when you've had too much to drink.
How dare you say that I'm not inebriated.
What?
Well, I'm not inebriated.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying I'm not inebriated.
Why don't you just say that you're slightly pit?
Don't say that.
Drunk, then. But don't worry, because I am too. Just a little bit, though. I haven't had a drink like this for ages. In fact, I can't remember when I last went out for a drink. We should do this more often.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Dinner was nice, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, and thank you. But I still want to pay, you know.
Well, you can't.
Do you know what? I'm so pleased that Pete managed to keep this open, as I know other pubs have had to close. It seems such a shame, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's awful. You always need a pub to be in walking distance of your home.
Or two. So, Helen, what are you going to say to Vince?
That's a good question. What should I say to my darling husband? Let me think. I could say, I know you don't want to be here because you don't like the island.
Yes, you could say that. But I don't see the point.
Hang on, I haven't finished yet. And I could also say that I know, and I'm speaking to him, remember?
Yeah, I know that.
I could say I know you'd rather be with what's-her-name in Italy. And I know you don't love me.
What would he say to that?
Oh, heaven only knows. Get me a beer, probably. Anyway, I'm hoping he'll be in bed by the time I get home.
But you said he was going out too.
Well, that's what he said.
So where do you think he'll go?
Well, I don't know. He hasn't got any friends on the island. Well, as far as I know.
Maybe he's gone back to Italy.
Hey, whoopee! Then we can celebrate big time. Oh, get out the champagne for that.
Helen, I don't think you really mean that.
Oh, well, who cares? Lots of people stay together for years who don't still love one another.
Yes, but lots don't.
So, is everyone coming then?
Yep, and it should be good. But it's a pity we couldn't have had more people. But never mind.
Penny, I won't be drawn into this conversation. I know what you're going to say, which is, I told you so.
No, I'm not. And I agree, let's not talk about it. We've got six, so we're okay.
You do realise there are five women and Jim?
Yes.
Well, I think we should have asked Matthew.
Well, I wanted him to come, but it would have made too many.
Maybe we should have just stuck to a girls' night.
No, Jim's all right. He knows everyone, and anyway, he will love all the attention.
Ah, that's true. Yes, it should be all right. We all know one another, don't we?
Exactly. And we all get on very well, don't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, of course we do.
Oh, anyway, I'm going to bed now. I'm tired. So, I'll see you in the morning.
Okay. But the only one I am worried about is Connie. I'm not so sure about her.
What do you mean? I like Connie. She's a very down-to-earth sort of person.
Yes, she is. She's the exact opposite of me. I find her rather boring.
Oh, Kathy, you will keep your opinion to yourself, won't you?
Yes, as long as she doesn't go on and on about when she worked abroad.
Oh, morning, Vince. Sorry, I've got to get going or I'll be late.
I see.
Yeah, so I'll see you later.
No, so will you be in for dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes, I just said so. I'll see you later. Bye.
Okay.
Well, you're going to wish me a good day?
Do I have to?
No, of course not. Bye.
Penny, some little birdie told me that you were going to have a party tomorrow.
Yes, we are. Who did you hear that from?
Oh, I can't remember now. So who's going?
Oh, only Jim and a couple of other mates.
So is it someone's birthday or something?
No, we're just getting together to have a drink, that's all.
Oh, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, I hope so.
Cool. I haven't been to a party for ages.
Well, it's not really a party, because we can only have six. Yeah, if the rules had changed, then we would have had far more people.
So you say Jim's going. Is there anyone else from work?
Well, I know Helen's coming. You know the lady who runs Garden Isle Cafe, and her friend Connie.
Oh, I know those two. And is there anyone else?
I think Megan might be coming. I'll have to check with Kathy if she said yes or not.
Oh, and no one else?
No, we don't want to break the law, do we?
No, of course not. Well, I hope you have a good time.
Thanks.
And if you're free next week, maybe we could meet up after work and go for a coffee.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Which day is best for you?
Tuesday.
Okay, and then we can have a really good chat.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'd better get on now, hadn't we? Oh, gosh, where are you going?
Oh, I was just going out to get some butter.
Oh, okay.
So did you have a good day?
Yes, it was okay. I worked with Tina all day.
Oh, yeah, and did she mention the blooming lockers?
No, she didn't. But somehow I am now going to have coffee with her on Tuesday off to work.
Well, it's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so, but no, it'll be okay.
So, was she in a good mood or not?
Yeah, she was. She was fine.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay, well, I'll see you later then. Oh, do you want anything while I'm out?
Yeah, there was something. Oh, I know. Some loo cleaner. We do need that.
Okay, and what, the normal stuff?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay, I'll see you in a minute then.
All right.
Vince, I'm home.
I can see that.
So, what would you like for dinner tonight?
What have we got?
Well, what do you fancy? I could do chilli, or there's a pie in the freezer I could defrost.
Is that it?
Well, there's some salmon in the fridge, or if you like, I've got some sausages, those nice pork and apple ones.
Helen, you haven't said sorry yet.
What for?
For not phoning me.
I thought I had. Sorry.
Well, you didn't.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I forgot to phone you.
And will you remember next time?
Yes.
Good, then sausages will be fine. And I'd like a beer. Now, please.
Kathy, did you get the loo cleaner?
Oh, damn, I forgot. I knew there was something.
Oh, never mind. I can get it tomorrow, because I must clean that bathroom before they come.
Oh, it looks all right to me.
Are you joking? I'm not having people round seeing it like that.
Okay, well, if you're going to clean, I'll prepare the buffet.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. You know, I said I was with Tina today.
Yeah, you told me she was in a good mood.
Yeah, well, she had heard that we were having a party.
Well, there's no crime in that.
I know, but I did feel a bit awkward.
Why?
Because I felt I should have asked her.
Oh, don't worry. Apart from not really liking her, we couldn't have anyway.
No, but I felt I should have done.
Why? You don't ask people you don't like.
Well, she can be okay.
Oh, just forget it. Look, shall we tell Jim that it's fancy dress?
No, I don't think that would be funny.
Oh, I think it would. It'd be hilarious if he turned up and nobody else did.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would. It would be a hoot.
No, it wouldn't. I don't like that sort of thing. And I'd hate it if someone did that to me.
Someone did it to me once.
Did they?
Yes. I went as a mermaid with this very clumsy big tail dragging behind me. And when I got there, no one else was in fancy dress.
Oh, no. So didn't you feel annoyed?
No. I was the one who insisted on wearing the costume.
Well, didn't you feel embarrassed that you were the only one?
No, because I was the centre of attention. Why would I be annoyed?
So how long ago was this?
Oh, it was ages ago. I was about 5.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.